Good morning for WVIK News in Rock Island. I'm Zach Wilson. Iowa health officials say two people in the state have died from complications of the flu in recent weeks. The Iowa Department of Public Health says the deaths occurred in a woman between the ages of 61 and 80 in central Iowa and in a woman older than 81 in northwest Iowa. Officials say both women had underlying conditions or other contributing factors in their deaths. Health officials say flu cases have recently increased in Iowa communities. The Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that everyone over 6 months old get the flu vaccine. The very young, the elderly, and those with compromised immune systems are at greater risk of complications from the respiratory illness. Democratic lawmakers say Iowa's medical cannabis program is at risk because Illinois will soon legalize recreational marijuana. Katarina Sostarik reports they're calling for changes in the state that they say will retain patients in Iowa's program.
Democrats are calling on Republican leaders to focus on expanding the state's medical cannabis laws. This year, lawmakers from both parties voted to pass a bill to do that, but Governor Kim Reynolds vetoed it, saying the proposed limit on THC wasn't strict enough. Iowa's Medical Cannabis Advisory Board is recommending a lower THC limit as well, citing concerns about THC use potentially having negative health effects. Democratic Senator Joe Bolcom of Iowa City says it doesn't make sense to consider that proposal.
On January 1st, Iowa patients will have a short drive over to Illinois where they'll be able to buy cheaper medicine and they'll be able to buy a medicine that is more effective.
Republican lawmakers have said they want to work on this issue during the 2020 legislative session. I'm Katarina Sostarik, Iowa Public Radio News.
Hate crimes rose by 30% in Illinois in 2018, according to a recently released FBI report. Nationally, gender-based hate crimes, such as those targeting transgender people, rose by 6%. Meanwhile, hate crimes against Latinos grew by 14%. Fred Sow is with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. He says there is blame to go around.
I would anticipate being behind this rise in hate crimes, particularly targeting Latinos and the LGBT community, is the really hateful rhetoric that is emanating from the White House, from many of the allies of the current administration, as well as much of the media, you know, that is trying to appeal to baser sentiments.
A leader of the Anti-Defamation League, which also tracks hate crimes, said the FBI numbers are likely underreported. A dyslexia task force is submitting recommendations to Iowa lawmakers today to improve instruction for kids with this common learning disability. Katarina Sostarik has more.
The task force is recommending that Iowa adopt specific policies related to dyslexia, building on existing policies for struggling readers. Katie Grieving is a task force member and president of Decoding Dyslexia Iowa. She says the group wants state education regulators to develop a dyslexia-specific teaching endorsement.
The task force chose this recommendation to address a systematic lack of expertise on dyslexia in Iowa. And that's probably the most important thing that we are asking of the legislature.
Grieving says the group also wants all Iowa teachers to complete an online training course about dyslexia. She adds these steps can help kids who are struggling with reading for many different reasons, not just those who are diagnosed with dyslexia. I'm Katarina Sostarik, Iowa Public Radio News.
And for WVIK News, I'm Zach Wilson.